My favorite people. First, my wife Dee. We have been together since the early 80s and decided to marry in 1995. We were both going through divorces, feeling the weight of our pasts, yet somehow, we managed to pick each other up and help each other understand that there is indeed life after an unplanned life-changing event. Through the ups and downs, we became each other's support system, navigating the complexities of our emotions, and finding solace in our shared experiences. We have been one for over 40 years now, creating a tapestry of memories woven from countless trips across the nation and two unforgettable journeys to Italy during those 4 decades. Each adventure brought us closer, as we explored new places together, indulging in the local cuisine and appreciating the beauty of different cultures. Now, as we embrace our senior years, we continue to enjoy being together, finding joy in the simple moments, and enduring the various events that life presents at this stage. The best part of all these years is that we have allowed each of us to be ourselves, fostering an environment of authenticity. We have built a relationship where there are no false fronts, no role-playing, just the freedom to be myself and her as herself. This genuine connection has made our lives profoundly fulfilling. Life has been great since D, and I cherish every moment we share, knowing that our love is a testament to resilience and companionship. Second, is my 2 sons, Jeff and Adam, and my 4 stepchildren, Rick, Rob, Rita, and Renee. They have all been blessings in our lives, filling our days with joy and laughter. Each of them has forged their own unique paths and built wonderful families of their own, and I truly enjoy when we gather together to reminisce about past memories and celebrate upcoming milestones. These family reunions are particularly special, as they create a warm atmosphere where stories are shared, and laughter echoes. With them comes their family's loving partners, enthusiastic children, adorable grandchildren, and even great-grandchildren who bring an extra layer of joy to our gatherings. They are bonuses that we have been blessed with, enriching our lives in ways that words cannot fully capture, and reminding us of the importance of family bonds that transcend generations. Every moment spent together is a treasured gift, creating a tapestry of love and connection that we are fortunate to share. Third, are friends that have crossed our paths and enriched our lives in meaningful ways. I enjoy Dolores and her daughter Darlene, who bring a warmth and joy to every gathering. They are cherished church friends whom we met on one of our many enriching trips. Tom, Dolores's husband, has passed on, leaving behind fond memories that we often share in his honor. After church services, they host delightful coffee and snacks in the fellowship hall, where I eagerly participate, as it gives us the chance to connect and share events in our lives that shape our experiences. There's always a new story to tell or a laugh to be shared, deepening our bond not just as friends but as a community. Can't forget Chuck, who is another good friend from a different church setting. A group of 10 to 12 men get together once a month for breakfast, a tradition that I look forward to immensely. I always attempt to sit next to Chuck, as his insights and humor make our conversations engaging. We take the time to reflect on what is happening in our lives, whether it's personal milestones or challenges we face. Finally, there is Gary, an old-time friend with whom I enjoy the occasional meetup to discuss politics and the current events that shape our world. Our discussions often dive deep into our differing perspectives yet are underpinned by mutual respect and understanding. It is strange how you can click with some individuals and genuinely enjoy being around them, as if they were meant to be part of your journey, adding richness and depth to the fabric of our lives. Unfortunately, Stan, Jack, Len, and others have passed on, leaving a profound void in my life. Their laughter, wisdom, and friendship will always be cherished and remembered fondly. I will always remember them, not just for the moments we shared but for the invaluable lessons they imparted, shaping who we are today. Their spirits continue to inspire me, reminding me to celebrate life and the connections we form with those we hold dear.